to the head of Bob of Midnight Express, and Bart tried his best to keep Animal out of the ring. It's 2-on-1 right now.
That's right. That's smart tactics when you're in a battle royal. Here you go. Get him. Pull him over, Jim.
Queen now, be my bride, rage and darkness by my side. when we dance together. My world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. And I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. And Leon. My heartaches and troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. And I could waltz across Texas with you.
Poses the biggest threat to you in the tournament?
If I get drunk and fall down, hurt myself, I might lose. Sure, babe. What's your name?
Darlene.
I'm in 1103.
Excuse me, what's the story behind this pending paternity suit against you?
Oh, that's not a case at all. The woman's a stone-faced liar. Let's not even talk about that. I pulled out her really early on that one. Sorry. Thanks for coming.
You keep calling me on the telephone. You say you're all alone. Well, that's real sad. And you keep leaving notes stuck on my door. I guess you're hungry for some more. Every day.
You've done just fine on the Rorschach. Your papers are in good order. The file's fine. No difficulty with your motor skills. And I think you're probably pretty ready for this job. We got one more kind of psychological test we always do here. It's just a word association. I'll throw you out a few words. Anything that comes to your mind, just throw it back at me, okay? Just kind of an arbitrary thing. Like if I said dog, you'd say...
Tree.
Tree. Dog?
Tree.
Fast?
Slow.
Rain?
Snow.
White?
Black.
Bean?
Pod.
Negro?
Whitey.
Tar baby?
What'd you say?
Tar baby.
Au fait.
Colored.
Redneck.
Jungle bunny.
Peck of wood.
Burrhead.
Cracker.
Spear chucker.
White trash.
Jungle bunny.
Hunky.
Spade.
Hunky hunky.
Nigger.
Dead hunky.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. I think you're qualified for this job. How about a starting salary of $5,000?
Your mama.
$7,500 a year.
Your grandma!
$15,000, Mr. Wilson. You'll be the highest paid janitor in America. Just don't hurt me, please.
Okay.
Okay.
You want me to start now?
Oh, no. It's all right. I'll clean all this up. I'll take a couple of weeks off. You look tired.
You got your Moonies, your Hare Krishnas. They come over with their flowers. Would you like to buy a flower? Yeah, and I'm gonna plant it in your asshole. More fucking morons, huh? And they try to embarrass you, like when you're with your girlfriend. They'll come over right in front of her face. And they'll like, would you like to buy a flower for the lady? Hey, let me tell you something. I fucked this lady 4 times already today, all right? Catch me early evenings, you fucking chink bastard. You slanty-eyed cocksucker, what you are. They're all the same, Japs, chinks. It's all the same shit. Where were the Japs coming from anyway? Didn't we drop 2 bombs on them a few years ago? What was in those bombs? Fucking Sony radios or something? And they're the worst drivers. I mean, how do you drive with your eyes 3/4 closed, eh? You could blindfold these people with fucking dental floss. You don't give them keys to a car. Oh, shit. And then you got these other people, right? I don't know what they are. They're not white. They're not black. They're like urine college, you know? They walk around with their fucking laundry on their head and shit, you know what I'm saying? See, let me tell you something. I grew up in a neighborhood with black, white, that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? I could relate to black guys. I could hang out with black guys. I can't hang out with a guy whose name is Ahmad. I can't see saying to my mom, hey, Mom, I'm going to the ballpark. Me and Ahmad are going to play a little basketball. You know what I'm saying? They don't know the fucking language. It's unbelievable. I get in a cab, right? I get in a fucking cab. And I say to the guy, get me to the Theater of Living Arts, right? So this guy turns around with that smell. They never heard of soap, these fucking people, right? With that fucking smell, and he's looking at me. What are you doing? I'm you fucking geek, huh? Where did they grow you? What rock did you crawl out from under, huh? They should have a sign at the airport that says, look, if you don't know the language, get the fuck out of the country. Yeah. They got the sign. It's written in Spanish.
I'm going to go to the hospital. and the man who had the horn, and they all left very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours, where the elephant man brought storm on his neck, and he had too many powers. So I sad to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving, and he took the road for God knows in the morning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song. Our time's long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. The years went by and twice the change, I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sir Sally McLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I pried the pump and took the hump and watered whiskey down. I took the booze and horses to the men and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away, and some people left for heaven without warning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang them a song. Our time's long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people they are scared to cough, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain, and we kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song. Our time's long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm gone far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan.
Yeah. Remember, cute, isn't it?
That may be genetic.
We're not sure yet.
Oh, no, we're not sure.
No.
Watch this, doctor.
Well, I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll till the broad daylight. Because I'm ready.
Yes, it's his favorite.
Tell him more about free.
Not so fast. What's the matter with you two? You merely let him get away.
Sorry, sir.
What procedure do you propose to adopt?
Cell samples tomorrow. Tissue cultures Thursday.
And then, of course, there's body structure.
And for that, my little friend, we'll just have to cut you.
I remember like it was yesterday. We were old but queens, and we was trying one more time to make amends. Oh yes we was. Suddenly it occurred to me it did not matter whether I was mad at her, she was mad at me. No, baby, understanding my condition, I'ma surely be a wishing and a hoping to be free. Oh, but some say you can leave, but it's going to cost you. She said, yeah, you can leave, but it's going to it's gonna cost you dearly. Ooh.
Sometimes your eyes was red as fire, intoxicated. Sometimes your spirit was moving on me. It done fight me. I had to fight to defend my life. I didn't mind it. You see, I find it a bit of stimulation. What's going down? Ooh, 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 that young girl is gonna cost you. Ooh, ooh, if you want happiness, you got to pay. Satisfy you, baby.
the battle. Oh, all but daddy's gonna win the war.
The Lord's worked so hard. I'll take my riches.
Strong, babe. Stood my ground and prayed, casting all to help. Wish I was in a position to upset the judge.
Trying to get him up.
Well, a little slap on the back. That got him up. He sends Dusty Rhodes over to the corner, does the referee. Scott Hall looking on as Kevin Nash.
Now he's taking down his top.
Dusty Rhodes distracting the official.
Going for the jackknife. Yeah, here comes Scott Hall in. Here comes Scott Hall. Oh,
my hell, what was that?
Scott Hall just hit Kevin Nash with the title belt.
He just hit.
What a hit.
He knocked him out. He knocked him out. This darn thing's over with.
I can't believe it. I just saw him.
And Scott Hall embraces the Giant.
Now, Scott, where does that leave Sting? What is Sting to do now?
And there you see Scott Hall telling Sting, come on over here.
The outsiders are history.
They are.
Scott Hall's part of the Hogan camp, the black and white attack.
What could have made Scott Hall turn on his longtime friend and partner, Kevin Nash?
He just buried Kevin Nash under the colors of the red and black, the Wolfpack.
I thought that it would change your mind. too far. Took it for granted. Thought that you need every mama. Now I would do most anything to get you back by my side. But I just keep on laughing, hiding the tears in my eyes. Cause boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. Boys don't cry.
Visa and I have MasterCard.
They all have Visa and MasterCard.
I think what Mr. Pardue is looking for is more than a promise to pay. I think he's looking for a kind of depth in your financial sea, so to speak.
Let us make this easier. Suppose you get a reservation. And let us suppose you come down to the restaurant and we honor it. What do you think you might order?
Well, I might like to have the duck.
You can't have the duck.
You can't have the duck.
Why?
You think with a financial statement like this, you can have the duck? Where do you summer?
What do you mean?
Where do you spend your summers?
Right here.
You can have the chicken.
You can have the chicken.
What about my date? I can't tell her what to order.
Well, you can certainly urge her in one direction.
Look, either we go there and she orders what she wants, or let's forget it.
Does that feel? All right. I like a little gamble. We can take you in 8 weeks.
Hi, Sandy. Listen, I've heard some bad things about Lady O. And I went down there to check it out, and the chef had a big open sore on his lip. Yeah, I know. I know I did. I'm really sorry. What if we went away for the weekend, like Santa Barbara?
I think I'm paranoid and complicated.
eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. All the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
See you.